Shivaratri 2010 Radhakund. We want to speak something about the glories of Lord Shiva. It's a very famous section of Srimad Bhagavatam, 4th canto, chapter 24, which is called Rudra Gita, or Rudra Gita, a song of Lord Shiva, Lord Rudra, which he spoke to the Prachetas. He told them that because they're devotees of the Lord, that he respects them as much as the Lord, and he wanted to tell them a very beautiful prayer which they could chant every day to glorify Bhagavan Sri Krishna and thereby achieve the mercy and blessings of the Supreme Lord, to improve and enhance their lives, especially their devotional lives and their spiritual progress. Of course, this prayer has various boons, but it's described, Lord Shiva himself describes the Rudra Greet in verse 31 by saying that Pavatram Mangalam Param. Pavatram Mangalam Param means that this prayer, his prayer, Rudra Geet, is extremely auspicious and purifying. Pavatram, very pure, and Mangalam Param is transcendentally auspicious. Prabhupada says that anyone desiring the ultimate prosperity or the Mangalam Param, auspicious goal of life, must accept these instructions of Lord Shiva and glorify Krishna as Lord Rudra did in his Rudra Geet. And the conclusion of the prayer in verse 76 through 80, Lord Shiva enunciates various benedictions that one will receive by chanting this Pavatram Mangalam Param, very auspicious prayer, Rudra Geet. He says, text 76, Ya imam shadaya yukto madgitam bhagavatstavam adiyano tararadyam harim aradayat yaso. Although Hari Bhakti is difficult and worshipping him are also difficult, dur aradyo, dur aradya, dura radyam, is very difficult to worship Hari, but he can be worshipped by reading this Bhagavat Stavam, Madgitam Bhagavat Stavam, Madgitam Bhagavat Stavam, Madgitam. He's telling, Rudra is saying it, Madgitam, my Gita, my Rudra Gita. If anyone reads this, my prayer, he can very easily invoke the mercy of the Lord. If anyone sings this song of mine, he can please Krishna. This is text 77. Madgita Gita Supritach. He can please Krishna and acquire whatever he wants from the Lord. And he gives specific details about how and when to chant. Does anyone Utaya, who gets up, rises early and with folded hands, Anjali, Prananjali, he sings my Rudra Gita and allows others to hear it, he will become free from all bondage to fruitive activities. Muchyate karmabandhane. Karmabandhane, you get free. These prayers in 24th chapter of Bhagavatam are very significant devotional offerings of the great Mahajan Shambhu, Prahlada Janaka Shambhu, Swayambhur Narada Shambhu, as it's described, Prahladaka Janaka Bhishma. Swayambhur Narada Shambhu in 6th canto of Bhagavatam, Lord Yamaraj is describing the Mahajans, and he lists Shambhu, or Lord Shiva, as one of the great spiritual teachers of this universe. These prayers, Rudra Gita, the 4th canto, are very significant, and the proof of their significance is how our previous acharyas, Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, Sanatana Goswami, Sridhar Swami, etc., Vallabhacharya, they have written very extensive purports on practically each verse of this Rudra Gita, as there are many, many, many commentaries on each verse of the Bhagavad Gita, or each significant verse, which proves the importance and relevance and value of the Bhagavad Gita. So the extensive purports on the Rudra Gita, the prayers and teachings of Lord Rudra about Bhagavad Tattva and devotional practice, they are also very significant and important for all seriously advancing devotees. And our Srila Prabhupada, quoting from the various acharyas, he's also woven a very beautiful tapestry of purports describing these various prayer offerings or Bhagavad Stavam of Shambhu Shiv and glorification of the Lord. We thought this year we would speak something about the different purports and verses of this prayer. It begins by saying, text 33, Sri Rudra Uvacha, Sarvasma Atmane Namaha. So, you are the Sarvasme, you are the Supreme Soul, you are the Super Soul, Atmane, and I offer my obeisances unto you as the Supreme Being. Prabhupada says that as soon as a devotee is inspired by Krishna to offer Krishna a prayer, the devotee immediately glorifies Krishna in the beginning by saying, "All glories unto you, my Lord. Anandakanda Bhagavan Aki Jai." The Krishna, he is situated as his super soul in everyone's heart. But he's so kind and affectionate to his devotees that he gives them instructions by which they can progress swiftly and safely on the path of bhakti. When devotees receive instructions from the all-perfect Godhead, there is no chance of their being misled. The individual soul is called Atma, and the Lord residing within the heart is called Paramatma. He is the Supreme Atma. So we begin our prayers to the Lord by offering prayers to the immediate contact, immediate representation of the Lord that we all know so well, and we are all so familiar and dear to, because this form of the Lord is residing in each and everyone's heart as the Paramatma. So all prayers logically begin from there and then expand like the hub of the wheel as everything expands from the center. Super Solus, the maintainer of our body, the generator of our body, and ultimately the destroyer of our body, is offered to Vishnu. So we begin any prayer to the Lord by saying, "All glories, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, all glories of Bhagavan Sri Krishna." There's a nice text here, 36, where Lord Shiva is glorifying Lord Aniruddha, who is one of the Chaturvyuha, four expansions of Mool Sankarshan. Aniruddha is also expanded as these are the quadruple expansions, Vasudev, Sankarshan, Pradyumna, and Aniruddha. So Aniruddha is expansion, is the deity of the sun god, the sun. And this verse describes different names for the sun god. Text 36. Namo namo aniruddhaya rishikeshendriyatmane nama paramahamsaya purnaya nivritatmane. So there are different names here for the sun god. He's the sun god paramahamsaya, Purnaya Nibrita Atmane. And it's called Rishikesh Indriyatmane. The mind is the director of the senses, and Lord Aniruddha was residing on the sun planet. He is the director of the mind. In order to execute bhakti, one has to fix his mind on the lotus feet of Krishna. In this verse, therefore, Lord Shiva prays to the controller of the mind, namely Lord Aniruddha, to be pleased to help him engage his mind on the lotus feet of the Lord. If Lord Aniruddha is pleased, then he can help the mind engage in the service of the Lord. Aniruddha is actually the sun god by virtue of his expansions. The predominating deity of the sun is an expansion of Lord Aniruddha. Lord Shiva also prays to the sun god in this verse with phrases like Paramahamsaya, Purnaya Nivritta. Aniruddha is the lord of psychic action. Lord Shiva prays to Lord Aniruddha as the sun god, controlling deity of the external material elements. Vishnu says Paramahamsa in this verse, Nama Paramahamsaya, is another name for the sun god. The sun god is addressed here as Nivrittatmane. Means that the sun god always maintains his various planets by manipulating the rainfall. The sun god in this verse is addressed as Purnaya, complete, because the rays emanating are also addressed as Purna. Because the rays emanating from the sun have no end. Millions and millions of years, the sun has been supplying heat and light. So Lord Aniruddha helps the devotee engage in devotional service by dint of his inexhaustible energy. Just as heat is the source of material energy, the inspiration of Lord Aniruddha is the energy by which one can engage in executing devotional service. And it says here that Lord Aniruddha helps the devotee engage in devotional service by dint of his inexhaustible energy. Just as heat is the source of material energy, the inspiration of Lord Aniruddha is the energy by which one can engage in executing devotional service. This Aniruddha is represented as a sun god or sun planet. We were reading earlier. The predominating deity of the sun is an expansion of Lord Aniruddha. So Lord Aniruddha is the predominating deity of the sun. Aniruddha is pleased, he can help the mind engage in Krishna's service. So we offer prayers to the sun god who is actually in effect Lord Aniruddha, Lord Vishnu. And we offer puja and pot and arti, and we stand up to receive the Lord in his form as the rising sun. And people offer water and various prayers of respect because the sun is rising every day. And we can greet that Lord, and seeing that rising sun is actually Lord Aniruddha, the sun god, who's controlling the mind and senses and giving that purity. He gives the purity and fixation of mind so we can engage in the service of the Lord. Nice phrase Prabhupada used. The inspiration of Lord Aniruddha is the energy by which one can engage in executing bhakti. Very interesting concept Prabhupada is explaining. That there's inspiration. Inspiration comes from Lord Aniruddha. Lord Aniruddha is direct, he's the in charge of the mind, he's directing, he's the lord of psychic action, thinking, feeling, willing. So we pray to the, when we see the sun, we don't see, oh, it's 3 days, sun planet, although we can say that. So here comes Aniruddha. He's the, one of his expansions, expansion of Lord Aniruddha. Oh Vishnu, Lord Aniruddha, please be merciful unto me, you're the supreme, you're the Lord. Please help me with the energy I need to engage in devotional service. Please give me inspiration. That inspiration is an energy. If I'm inspired, then I can do something. Inspired with an idea or inspired with a service, then that inspiration fuels me and drives me with so much energy and power and determination and potency by which I can then engage in Krishna's service, devotional service. This is an ever-present experience of God. We're experiencing God every day in the rising sun, bestowing His mercy upon us. He's maintaining all the various planets by controlling the rainfall. And the sun god is also called Purna, complete, because millions of years the heat rays have been emanating from the sun, nourish the earth. Paramahamsas, they are completely pure and cleansed persons. When there is sufficient sunshine, the mind remains clear and transparent. In other words, the sun god, Aniruddha, helps the mind of the living entity become situated on the platform of Paramahamsa. In his text 38, very beautiful phrase in Sanskrit, Tripti Daya Chijivanam Namasara Rasatmane. Very nice. Tripti Daya Chijivanam. He gives tripti, means tripti daya means he gives satisfaction or happiness to everyone. The text 40 describes Artilingaya Navase Namontar Bahiratmane Namapunyaya Lokaya Amushmai Riparchase. My dear Lord, Shiva prays, by expanding your transcendental vibrations, you reveal the actual meaning of everything. You are the all-pervading sky within and without you. And you are the ultimate goal of all pious activities, executive both within this material world and beyond it. I therefore offer my respectful obeisances again and again unto you. So this verse is describing that everything is actually understood by sound. Authoritative evidence of transcendental sound vibration, Shabda Brahman, is perfect. The meaning of everything is received through the air by sound vibration. The vibration may be material or spiritual, but without sound vibration, no one can understand the meaning of anything. So this sound, or transcendental sound, is Shabda Brahman. And this means that the Vedas represent the Supreme Personality of Godhead. The real essence of Shabda Brahma, is chanting the Hare Krishna mantra. By vibrating this transcendental sound, the meaning of everything, both material and spiritual, is revealed. Very powerful sentence, Prabhupada is saying. By vibrating this transcendental sound, the meaning of everything, both material and spiritual, is revealed. Very beautiful sentence in the purport, 424.40. By vibrating this transcendental sound of the Hare Krishna mantra, the meaning of everything, both material and spiritual, is revealed. Whatever you want to know about this material world or this material energy can be revealed simply by chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Everything spiritual, what everything's spiritual about us is our Atma, our Paramatma, our Siddhadeya, our pure, eternal spiritual form and rasa. Even that can be revealed by chanting Hare Krishna. Prabhupada's reassuring that in his purport. This next verse, 46, very beautiful verse, 45 and 46. Snigda pravidgana shamam sarvasondarya sangraham charavayata chaturabahu sujata ruchirananam padmatkosha pralakshak Pralash Aksham Sundarabru Sunasikam Sudvijam Sukapolasyam Sarva Karna Vivushanam. This is Krishna. where Shiva is describing as Ishtadeva, Vishnu, Krishna. He's saying Sarva Sondarya Sagraham. It's a collection of all of beauty in the world. Sarva Sondarya Sagraham. He's a sum total of all beauty. He has four arms and an exquisitely beautiful face and waist, like lotus petals. Sarva Sondarya Sagraham. In some places, Krishna's beauty is compared to the rainfall, monsoon downpour. Because when the rain falls in the rainy season, the whole atmosphere becomes more and more pleasing to the people. After scorching summer, the people enjoy the cooling rainy season very much. They even come out of their houses. No one can say that the body of the Lord is wanting in beautiful parts. Krishna's body is completely purnam. Everything is complete. God's creation, His beauty and bodily features are all complete. They're all so complete that all one's desires can become fully satisfied when one sees the beauty of the Lord. There are different types of beauties in the material and spiritual worlds, and that the Lord contains all of them, because the Supreme Lord attracts everyone. That's why He's called Krishna. Sarva Sondarya Sangraham, collection of beautiful possessions collected in one form of Lord Chaitanya. The beauty of Krishna's feet is compared to the petals of a lotus flower in an autumn pond. As sunshine dissipates the darkness of the material world, the effulgence emitting from the body of the Lord drowns the effulgence. When one sees the lotus feet of the Lord, all his doubts and fears are vanquished. And text 67 describes, Lord Shiva describes the meaning of a panda, or a pandita. Yastut padabjam ijahati pandito yasteva mana vyavayamana kitana ishankayasyan guru archati smayan vinopapatim manavashchachor. Any learned person knows that unless he worships you, his entire life is spoiled. Knowing this, how could he give up worshipping your lotus feet? Even our father and spiritual master, Lord Brahma, unhesitatingly worshipped you. The Prabhupada discusses this word, pandit. It means wise man. But who is actually, what is the definition of wisdom? Krishna defines that in Bhagavad Gita. Who is actually a wise man? Krishna says, Vasudeva Savamati Samahatmasa Durlabham. There are many births and deaths, one is actually in knowledge. Surrenders unto me, knowing me to be the cause of all causes and all that be. A wise man strives for perfection in human life. And Srila Prabhupada describes the nature of that perfection. The chanting of the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra and preaching the chanting of this mantra constitute the perfection of life.